fact, if you've got something that you can think one thing, feel another thing, and do something else. But it's funny, Western thought also has this idea that it's either or. You know, there's either things or that, and that's what we're going to get into today. We talked about how powerful words are. That's what I love about the Bible and Near Eastern thought, or biblical thought, or Hebrew thought, if you will, is that it brings words and actions together. It isn't an either or part. In other words, again, we can decide members of the neighbor people to tell them, look, all right, we're going to let you in the church, but you can't be doing everything that you used to be doing. But that's not what Paul is saying, not in the context of letting nothing unwholesome come out of your mouth. What he's actually saying is, if you're not going to speak words that give grace and build up, then you might as well keep stealing. It's more important to build up whether or not you steal. If you're going to not build somebody up, you might as well steal from them. Jesus put it even worse. If you
need me to do good. I heard the truth. It's like, we're terrible at it. Don't tell me you need me to do good. We're horrible at it. There's some people who say, oh, I'm really happy when you receive a gift. You know why? Because you know me to be bad when you receive a gift. Right? I can feel good because I know I have to work. And you're also thinking in your head, I have to feel better when this. But were you ever at your office Christmas party when somebody who you didn't buy one for gave you a gift? Now, there's no money left. There's no money to tell, right? The Christmas party today. We're not having another Christmas party tomorrow for kids that were forgotten. There, right there, that moment, that thing, that's what we're going to do. That vulnerability, that discomfort. Thank you, should be all we should be able to say. It attacks ourselves. You with me? So thank you. Rabbi said that's number one. We're going to say that one. Thank you. Okay? Next. I love you. full of people who have lost loved ones, and especially those who have lost children. You know what they say, the worst thing to tell somebody is? Anything you need, let me know. You know why? Because no one ever needs it, and they know it. Because you know what they need? They need you to stand right there. Because once I say, whatever you need, let me know, you know what that is. That's my part of the job. I'm not having permission to what? I'm not having permission to leave them alone. And now I take the burden of someone who just lost a child and put it on them to call me and tell me what they need. So these two, how are you? Probably are more important than you need even than I love you. You know what I'm saying? Let's tell you somebody who just lost a child. They can't tell you what they need. They can't even tell you how to tie your shoes anymore. So it should be, how are you and what do you need? And then, you know, what is the answer to what you need? You do whatever it is you think they need. Because they're not going to complain. First conference president that I ever worked for is executive secretary. They lost their son. I always remember that Don and his wife, when they found out, I mean, it was expected, but, you know, expected is, it doesn't help, it doesn't, you know, and Don and Marty, they didn't know what to do. Here they were working, they were best friends, they'd known each other for years, and all Don and Marty had been doing was they went to the Larry's house and just put it back. By the way, that couple, that's what they remember. They remember that they just went over and did something. Practice is the word that passes the word because practice thinks that there are words, there are things that you can do, but there are words that you can say, so just talking all the time. You know? And really all you need to do is to have you listen. And then do something. So those were the four words that the rabbi told his congregation. This is what we need to do to practice. That was right here. I'm going to add one more before we go. Rabbi Wilson is going to add one to Rabbi Brown. And that is, so I'm sorry this is added as inadequate as thank you. They're just words. And sometimes when you mess up, you know, it's a pretty time with my wife or my kids, and you mess up that big, I'm sorry, it just does not cut it. It absolutely does not cut it. And I know I've gone back in the same situation that I was in, and trying to express gratitude by saying thank you. And the reason that we don't like I'm sorry is because of the vulnerable position that it puts us in. Until Jesus.